It's your boy, E-Rock Mill.
Listen, we keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep an eye cut.
All day.
Marriage takeover. We help couples win in their marriage by identifying their triggers and breaking generational cycles.
Boom.
Listen, we are so excited about the assignment that God has over us and on our lives and all that He is going to do in your family, in your marriage, in your generation, right, for your legacy.
Yeah.
And so we thank God for that on today.
Yeah.
We are here live with the Marriage Takeover podcast show.
Yeah.
This is a live Q&A, so if you have questions, again, we want to make sure that you call and you dial in. So that number is 646-478-0660. All right?
Yes. Hey, run that number again just in case they ain't hear you.
That number again is 646-478-0660.
Woo!
So we want to take your questions. We want to honor and serve you all. And we want to make sure that that you're being served on today.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the things, I hope everybody had a good Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to start
off
with prayer again.
This is Palm Sunday.
Huh? We're going to start off with prayer again.
I already prayed.
For the broadcast, baby. We got it.
I pray for the broadcast. Okay, we can redo the prayer. Thank you. Got no problem.
Lord, y'all, the moderator, I think, is a little upset with us.
Oh, listen.
She sent something to the screen on TikTok, so I don't know what's
going
on.
It's all right. We good because, you know, TikTok getting ready to fade out. What? I didn't know you can do that.
So, we are grateful for today.
Father, heavenly Lord God, we thank you now, Father. We give your name glory, honor, and praise, Father. We bless you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord God, have your way on today, oh God. And Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you all honor and praise, Father. We ask that you just, God, you just continue to move, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You continue to move. And God, we praise your God for what you're doing, what you have done. And God, the things that you're bound to do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now, God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Listen. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. Y'all better go on. Make sure you slide over to the YouTube and the Facebook group if you are there. If you have any questions, concerns, comments. Also, if you would like to call in, 646-478-0660. Again, the YouTube, is at Marriage Takeover on YouTube. And also the Facebook group. If you ain't in us, it's gonna be a minute. But that is it. So listen, I just want to take time real quick just to say, for we know that this is Palm Sunday, and I'm just so grateful to God just because this day, like it for one, it was a fulfilled word that took place when Christ came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And I'm so grateful for what the palm itself means. That palm, the palm itself is just a representation of victory and triumph. And so I'm just like, you know, God, I thank you because today, y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I had a palm on my head, right? I had a palm on my head today, and I mean, I was jumping around and you name it, jumping around. Come on, you know me. And I'm telling you, through all of that, that thing stayed on my head. And the Lord was just saying, listen, I need you to know that no matter how much that come up against you, that the enemy may try to come up against you in your mind, you still got victory over the adversary. So I just want to let somebody know right now on today, you have victory over the adversary. Come on here now. I double dog Dave, just drop that in the chat. I got victory over the adversary. So it does not matter what you might be dealing with, going through in your marriage. It doesn't matter what you might be dealing with, going through, even in the single life. Guess what? You still have victory over the adversary. Well, how do I know? Because Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have that more abundantly. So as you continue to know that, listen, no, God, I'm not focusing on the lack of what's going on. I am focusing now on the abundance. God, I recognize this might be the issue I might be dealing with, but God, I'm finna look at the positivity that's coming from it. Oh, shit. And so I just want to encourage somebody right now to know, it does not matter. Listen, you didn't slide by here just because, you know, you ain't have nothing to do. Nah, This day I have come to recognize that God have set you up to answer, one, to answer your prayer, two, to let you know that yes, all things have been made possible only if you believe. And so understanding that, man, as you continue to move in the very thing that God has said and had declared over your life, listen, there is literally nothing that can stop you. Granted, I understand what God, it feels like I'm by myself. My husband or my wife may not understand what I'm dealing with or going through. But guess what? God never told you that you'll be alone. He said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So as you continue to move in the thing that God has declared over your life, you ain't got to worry about who's in your corner, who's not. Why? Because God is in your corner. I hate to put it like that, but guess what? It is in the knowing. It is in the known, because when you know, you don't have to worry about fighting with doubt. Why? Because God, I love how wife was saying that God would just give her that sprinkle just to remind her that he is there. And so, you know, I just want to just encourage somebody. I don't know who that was for, but
listen, that was a whole overflow from service, I reckon, because that was
listen.
What is going on? Hey. That's a whole overflow.
Because man, look, I don't know if y'all can see the palms coming out the side of the what you call it. Because guess what? In marriage, what God, this is what the Lord says, right? When the Pharisee asked God, when he began to ask him about divorce, Jesus said to him that he said, basically, he created a husband and wife, and he said, basically, let no man tear asunder. So what was he telling? That he did not create marriage for it to end in defeat. No, he created marriage because of the victory that it brings. Oh, come on here now. Think about it. When you begin to look at it today, where you begin to see marriage is that, listen, according to what is it? We're talking about according to what, 2021 or 22, we're talking about 62.7% of marriages that are ending in divorce is because of communication. Like, come on now. So what is that saying? That's from what we have allowed the enemy to stop us from being able to communicate with one another. Because if we can't communicate with one another, then how are we going to move forward? My goodness.
That was a lot.
My bad.
No, everything he said, it was true, but it was a lot. it was true. So we want to welcome you again to the Marriage Takeover Podcast Show. Listen, don't y'all be shy.
Don't be shy.
We want to give you an opportunity. Again, we want to welcome TikTok. We want to welcome When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. We want to welcome Facebook. We just want you to know that we are unable to see your comments. So if you have questions, if you have comments, please make sure that you dial in so that we can get your questions answered. This is a live Q&A podcast. We normally don't do lives that often anymore for our podcast. So this is a treat for you all, right? We were compelled to just have an opportunity to serve you all in the live space. And again, this is our live podcast recording. And the number that you can dial in to ask a question is 646-478-0660. Again, that's 646-478-0660. So if you are watching on YouTube, if you're watching on TikTok, if you are watching on Facebook, go ahead and dial in and get your questions answered.
So you got to remember that they can also type in the comments on YouTube, and it's Facebook too, right, babe? YouTube?
Yeah, no, I don't think she's able to.
No, but she can look at, yeah, YouTube. If you have any comments that you would like to type in, you can type it in on the YouTube. In that little chat box. Yep, there it is right there. So what's going on? What's coming up? Listen. I'm telling right now. I'm not gonna dive into that piece. So what's coming up? Let the folks know what's going on. What's happening new for Marriage Takeover?
Yeah. So we got the retreat, of course, that you all know. The retreat is taking place June 25th through the 29th of June in Aruba, and then we also have Committed. Y'all, we've been working on this Committed campaign. God gave us this last year, And so we have been working on the Committed campaign. And so we are super excited about what God is going to do inside of Committed. And it really is just to reignite us about the process of being committed to our marriage. Right? Some of the things that I think about when I think of committed or when I think about the marriage, right? There's so much going on in the social media space. There's so much being said about a man taking a woman to a certain place on a date. There's so much being said about what the first date is going to be, about all these different things and all the different expectations that you have inside of your marriage for your spouse, whether that be the husband or the female. And there are just so many different things around just what people think a relationship or a marriage should be. And so one of the things that God has really, what he really has placed on our heart really is about being committed. And one of the things that I'm so passionate about, and hear me when I say this, right? Don't come for me, but hear me when I say this. And I say this with all sincerity, and I say this with all authenticity, right? You guys know me. You know everything that I say that I'm going to do is from the heart. I say that if you aren't committed to making sure that your marriage works, that you shouldn't even be married. Mm. Right? You should not be married if you can't go through the hurdles. You should not be married if you can't apologize. You should not be married if you can't get through some of the different dynamics throughout your marriage. And so the Committed campaign is really to reignite and to celebrate marriage, number one. Mm. I think so many times we talk about how bad marriage is and how, you know, gloom marriage is. Marriage is really what you make it.
It is.
And marriage is so beautiful. Marriage is so powerful. And I think that with this Committed campaign, it really is to reignite the real focus of being committed and being committed to change, being committed to purpose, being committed to the mission, mm-hmm. about what marriage is, what marriage is supposed to be, and being able to go through the hurdles. Every hurdle, every trial that you go through is to make you stronger.
Yep.
Every single thing that you go through, it really is designed to make you stronger.
Yep.
Right? Now, we're not condoning abuse. We're not talking about abuse. We're not talking about like the toxic relationships. No, we're talking about being able to grow through mm-hmm. certain things, to be able to learn from each other, to be able to understand each other the more, to be able to take a journey in life together.
Right.
Right? So this Committed campaign is taking place on May 4th. Mm. And that is going to be, we're doing a live version. We will be in person for those of you who want to be in person with us here in the Maryland area. And then we're also going to do an online version for those of you who want to be online. They want to be here, they want to attend, but you just can't get here. So we also have a virtual version as well, so that you can make sure that you were tapped into Committed. Mm-hmm. So
it's that, don't forget that one piece far as we're committed. And also the one piece that I love about it is basically recognizing when you need to get out your own way.
Yeah.
Because a lot of
that's
times,
the best part.
Yeah.
That's the biggest part.
Hey, let's not dig into that one, y'all. You gotta register for that one.
That's still the biggest part.
And that's the thing, because it's not just one side, it's both ways. Because understand that it is the commitment that you have made. Don't you know you can literally it's all right. I'm gonna get on my soapbox real quick.
Oh, no.
I hope y'all don't mind.
Now.
I thank God because what I recognize. What?
You getting on the soapbox.
Hey, listen, because y'all know me. I'm not judging nobody. This ain't nothing. This is just, listen, when I say I do, I mean it. I have been through, because guess what? I have hit that point where I was ready to go.
Listen,
like, man, you know what? The heck with everything. I'm ready to go.
It's something about that year 10 and 11.
Yo.
It's got you reevaluating like
everything.
Decision.
I'm listening. Because not only that.
Between 8 and 11. You're 8 and 11.
Yeah, listen.
Like you reevaluate life.
I can hit it like this. Because guess, for some people, you begin to have, you come out the gate having issues. You know, in the first, you know, 1 to 3 years. Then that next hurdle come around, you know, 8 to 11. Down around that time frame. Then our next one will come around, you know, around that 15, 16 mark. Then our next one will come around that 20 year mark. Then our next one will come around that 25th mark. How I know? Because listen, we had to look back. That's just how committed was birthed. Because the enemy tried to come up against us, like, no, cuz, as you said, sin right here, this is where it was birthed. And so, talking to those that has been married before, guess what? Even when you hit that 30, party situation, guess what? The enemy is still going to try to come up against you, but you got to know that what God has put together, can't no man tear asunder.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be so honest with you, man. For the ones that be like, you know, hey, because this is the thing. I get it. Don't get me wrong. Because the Lord is who he is. Hey, I set this one aside for you. This is your real. Got it. I set this one aside for you. This is your real. Got it. So when you say, oh, I married the wrong person, how you know? If you ain't willing to put in the work. Well, no, how I know? Because I know that there are blessings in the unity. We challenge you to join us to commit not just to each other, but to a journey of growth, love, and legacy.
Are you ready to be a part of something bigger? To not just stay married, but to be committed to thriving together?
Join the committed campaign. Let's make commitment the heart of marriage again.
Your legacy starts today.
Be committed.
Be courageous.
Be the change.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Oh, because things did not go your way, or this fairy tale didn't come out the way that you was hoping it's going. Because guess what? I remember my wife was telling you, want to tell them about how you thought it was a fairy tale?
I definitely thought it was a fairy tale. And so if if they're already following us, they already know. But yeah, I definitely thought it was a fairy tale. I felt bamboozled.
Hoodwinked. Led astray. Run them up. Listen.
All the things. I was like, this is not what I thought marriage was supposed to be. This is not what I thought. This is not what I saw on television. This is not what I heard people talk about. This is not what I'm thinking marriage is supposed to be about. And all of a sudden, we're in a space where I'm like, oh, dang. How am I supposed to move in a space where I don't even understand the dynamics?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what my role is. I don't understand what marriage is supposed to be. Because I had this expectation of what I thought it was supposed to be. But I never really understood the reality of what it was supposed to be.
Ooh.
And how God designed it.
Right.
And so I want to say that this is not to condemn anybody who has been divorced.
Or who is divorced.
Not to condemn anybody who is separated and going through the process of divorce.
Right.
What we're saying is oftentimes people give up too soon.
Right.
So if you've done all you can and God has said this is what you're supposed to be doing, we're not coming here to judge you. We're not coming here to tear you down. We're not coming here to make you feel like what you did was wrong and not of God. What we are saying is that we understand what God does inside of a marriage.
Uh-huh.
We understand that when you go through the thicks of the thicks, when you make it out on the other side, when you're able to go through, when you're able to seek God, when you're able to put God in the rightful place inside of your marriage, we see the miracle that God births inside of the marriage and inside of the mission.
Uh-huh.
And so what we're here to do is to understand the committed process of what that looks like.
Right.
And the blessing that takes place when you go through the process. Like, it really is a dying of self.
Uh-huh.
It really is a dying of self.
Yep.
It really is a dying of what I want all the time.
Right.
It's because marriage is selfless. And I'm real selfish.
Ooh, honey.
I'm going to tell the truth on
myself.
Are
you telling the truth?
I'm very selfish.
Lord Jesus. Y'all
and
pray
so
now. Pray.
I know that when certain things start, like when... Because y'all know us. If you're here for the first time, go ahead and put a one in the chat. That's what we need to know.
Hey,
if you're here for the first time, only because...
If you're on TikTok, we cannot see you, so
I just want to know because...
Go to YouTube.
Because you might be here for the first time, right? I have not been at Couples Prayer for a couple of weeks now just because of surgery, and I was sleeping in, recovering. And so now that I'm back into the swing of things, I'm going to be up and at Couples Prayer now. And then I think the last two... kitchen conversations, there were competing things with my daughter and with work. And so I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe they don't really know me. Right? We might have some new people that really don't know. But I want you to know that when we are here,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about marriage, we're talking about what it takes to be able to have a successful marriage, we're talking about putting God first inside of your marriage, we're talking about making sure that... you understand that without God, it doesn't work.
Right.
I'm going to just be 100% honest.
Listen.
100% honest. Without God, marriage does not work.
The peace. Right. Right. Because you got to understand that thing, number one. And number two, Yo, you got the, I'm sorry, I didn't, oh, go ahead. I did not mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry.
You're good. I'm just saying, it just does not work. It does not work because we have to understand how to die to ourselves. Like, whenever Eric start getting on our nerves, we'll tell y'all 100%. 100%, hands down.
Our nerves. You say our nerves.
Let's play. It'd be me and the kids.
You know what? You know what I say to everybody? No, go ahead.
But I just want you to know, right? We always lead, right? I lead with my flaws. So you'll know that and you'll understand that because I want you to know that I'm human, that I'm touchable, and that I'm not perfect.
Right.
And so what Eric and I, we still go through different things, right? We're still learning, we're still growing, and we're still doing things together in life. We've been married 20s, not May. May will be 26 years, y'all.
26, yo.
26 years in May.
26.
And so one of the things that we do, everything that God has given us, the blueprint, we exercise still today. We utilize still today.
Yeah.
We work out those exercises. We do the things that continue to work on our marriage. But when he start getting on my nerves, when he start acting a fool, when he start doing this stuff, listen, I've been in the game long enough to know, all right, God, let's backtrack. Help me to see me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why am I so aggravated? Why am I so frustrated in this season right now because of what it is he's doing? Now, it doesn't mean that he's doing it right or that he's doing something that's not wrong, because he could absolutely be doing it wrong. But how I show up, how I respond, how I do all the things that I need to do and the things that I control, it's a requirement for me to make sure that I am seeking God first.
Uh-huh.
I need to make sure that I am honoring God with my life, with how I respond, with how I show up,
right,
with how I treat him, with how I respect him, with how I honor him.
Right.
With how I love him.
Ooh, love me.
And so when I am frustrated and when I just lash out, when I just do all the things that I know I ain't supposed to do because it makes my flesh feel good.
Uh-huh.
Right? Being petty, doing all the little things that make me feel, listen. It feels good. Can I just be honest? It feels good.
Does it feel good to lash out at me, honey?
It feels good sometimes to just say something, or did you, like, especially if you've been holding it. But does it glorify God? Is God glorified in how you're communicating with your spouse?
Mm.
Is God glorified with how you are treating and loving and honoring your spouse? Is God glorified? Because if he ain't glorified, baby, you might as well sit that down and do something different, because God needs to be glorified in everything that you do.
Right.
And everything that you say. And we miss the mark sometimes.
Come on.
But guess what? We got to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on training wheels. You fall off, you get back up,
and
you try it again.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, we are live. This is a live Marriage Takeover podcast show.
You're getting it.
And so if you have questions that you like to call in and ask your question, we are here to serve you. Again, before I give you this number again, please make sure, please make sure you do not call in with no foolishness. All right? Make sure that, because we will hang up in Jesus' name.
Dude!
Right. In Jesus' name.
Hey. You know, what's that old one? Hey, do you have room in your closet? Yes! Ain't this up in it.
Listen, in Jesus' name, are we very clear?
Hallelujah.
So the number to dial in if you have questions is 646-478-0660. Again, that is 646-478-0660.
Yeah.
We want to encourage you to call in, dial in if you have questions, so we can make sure that we are serving you. But again, no foolishness.
Hey,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hey, big shout out, man, to the Marriage Takeover membership. Ty, we see you. Aramis, we see you.
Hey, fam.
Hey, we appreciate you all, man, for showing up. For those of you that are on TikTok, we can barely see you. So if you can slide over to YouTube, that'd be even better. So, hey, we're so grateful. But back to what wife was saying. Like, yo, it is a dying of self. And you know the one thing about marriage, what marriage does is marriage brings out what's in you. And it was so funny because I was rolling down the street. Oh, never mind, I wasn't doing that. But I was laid back. I had my mind on my marriage.
It's Holy Week.
And
it's
my marriage
week.
On my mind.
It's
Hallelujah.
Holy Week. They don't know about that. It's Holy Week. We can't do that.
So as we continue to grow, you know what I'm saying? I was just riding down the street, and I was like, God, what is that one thing that always costs us to, that costs people to go to divorce? Do you know? Do you know? I want you to hear me, y'all. Do you know that divorce is a $1 billion industry?
No. It's a $92 billion industry.
A 92.
Let's make sure we are very clear. It is not just a billion. It is a $92 billion industry. Y'all, we don't just wake up and just be like, oh, we're going to do marriage takeover. No, we actually study. We look at the statistics. We are praying. We are hearing from God. We are studying. And y'all,
listen,
we're doing our research to know that divorce is a $92 billion industry.
$1 billion industry. Hear me. Do you listen? Let me show y'all something. But when you begin to look at this, right? When you begin to look at this,
I'm in the wrong business.
We are in the right business. We are in the right. Why?
Slide because over think, that $92 billion.
Hey, because think about it, man. And you're like, oh man, you know, I can't believe. But think about it. Think about how much money you actually spend to divorce. Songwriter wrote a song, it's cheaper to keep them. Yeah. And they ain't lying. It is. It's cheaper to keep him. They ain't lying. It is. You're talking $92 billion on the national average.
Yeah.
It's $5,000. That's the minimum.
Just to get an attorney.
So you know what? You know what? I'm gonna put you right now. If you feel that your marriage is on the brink of divorce, I'm gonna do you one better. Contact us. You can at least save half of that. You know, I'm just being honest. Why? Because a lot of times when you talking about out of that $92 billion, 62.7% of the $92 billion is because we don't know how to talk to one another. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Because guess what? You mean to tell me that we're going to divorce because we don't know how to communicate? That's the number one.
Or because we're holding an offense. And y'all, we sleeping with the person we holding an offense with.
Are you sure? Because you know, sometimes they like to go ahead and go to different rooms, then different houses.
Yeah, I don't know. It's and I realize that it's hard, right? I realize when and I don't want to minimize it or make you feel like we are minimizing what is taking place inside of your marriage. But what we are here to tell you is that it's possible to get through it, mm-hmm. right? It is possible for God to restore all.
Oh, come on.
It is possible for God to bring the husband back, to bring the wife back. It is possible for God to do all those. And there is nothing that is impossible for God.
Nothing
and
impossible.
And so God has been working with me and on a faith journey. And I keep, so if you're looking at us live, listen, you see me going back and forth grabbing the phone because I want to make sure we have the radio broadcast on and I want to make sure they're able to hear us very clearly. And so, and then to also see if we have any live questions come through. So we can go ahead and patch them on through. But I want you to understand that God, he's working with me on a faith journey, uh-huh. right? And he started this journey a couple of years ago, and I thought that I was through it, right? Uh-oh. Because he showed me some things. He directed me in some areas. And now I realize that it's coming back around again.
Jesus.
But it's really about me expanding, and that's been my prayer for a long time, Lord. Expand our capacity of faith.
Right.
Expand my capacity, God, of faith. Expand my capacity, God, to believe you.
Ooh, come on.
Expand my capacity. And the more I pray that, the more he does things, the more he places me in positions, the more he wants to see that thing. And I was listening to something yesterday. And one of the things that God was reassuring me that I'm thinking too small.
Oh, my Lord.
And so in this stretch, right, sometimes in our marriage, we're like, well, I just wish he would do this or I just wish she would do this. What if we are just thinking too small on the
Ooh.
Level of God to be able to do the things in us?
Oh, come on, mama.
That he desires for us to be able
My
to
My God.
Do,
She's right? saying something.
What if we are thinking
too small, come on.
When it comes to God's abilities and God's gifts and his talents to be able to work in us and through us? What if we are asking all the right things? Because we're so focused on our spouse.
Come on.
What if we were just like, God, within who I am.
Yeah.
Lord, see me, Lord. Be able to give me the spirit of discernment, Lord. Be able to help me to see, God, what I'm not able to see, God. Lord, heal me, God. Recover and recover all in Jesus' name, Lord. Sometimes I don't think we are ready.
Right. Come on.
For what's possible for God to do inside of our lives.
Right.
Because we are so busy.
Mark your calendars for May 4th, 2024, because the Committed Workshop is happening. You've got a seat with your name on it, either live, in person, or from your living room virtually. This isn't just any workshop. It's your golden ticket to rekindling that spark and strengthening your bond with your spouse. We're talking practical, actionable advice that's going to transform your marriage. And yes, Erica and Tamika, yours truly, will be right there with you, sharing, laughing, and growing together. But here's the catch. Space is super limited. We're keeping it cozy and impactful. So if you're even a little bit excited about making your marriage more amazing, you need to act fast. Jump over to marriagetakeover.com/committed and secure your spot now. Let's make our marriages thrive, not just survive. Can't wait to see you on May 4th. Stay encouraged and remember, we're in this together.
We are so busy trying to please a man.
Come on.
We are so busy trying to
have it our way.
Be seen.
Mm-hmm.
We are so busy trying to do things that will get the praise and the accolades of man, but not of God.
Come on. Oh, my God.
And when we
so
get
there.
Into that space,
you're
it's so like
there.
We want to show up looking a certain way.
Come on.
We want to show up talking a certain way. We want to show up worshiping a certain way. We want to show up doing certain things a certain way. And when we do that, right, we're omitting God in the process.
Come on.
Because sometimes, guess what? We do need to be quiet.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes we do need to watch our tone.
Right.
Sometimes we do need to get over us. Sometimes it's not even always about you.
Right.
Right? Sometimes it's not even always about what you thought
right.
it was supposed to be. You looking for your spouse to make you happy, and that ain't gonna ever happen. Because God is the one who gives joy.
Right.
God is the one who brings joy.
Uh-huh.
God is the one who is going to sustain you and who's going to fill your empty voids. Who's going to love on you. He's going to heal you. Who's going to restore you.
Yeah.
God is the one who does that. And at any point that your spouse is able to do that, then they are now making a mockery out of God.
Come on.
And it ain't going to ever happen.
It ain't going to happen, Slim.
So when you think about it in that perspective, it's like, oh, well, dang.
Yeah.
So now let's go and let's focus on what God is doing. Let's focus on what God is saying and allow God to do the work.
Right.
Allow God to do the healing.
Right.
Allow God to do the revelation and the restoration.
Right, right,
allow
right,
God
right.
to do those things, because when God does it, listen, can't nobody take it, change it, do nothing with it when he does it.
Right.
Because when God does a thing, he does all things with
it. Well, come on now. Say that. Come on now.
So let's shift our focus. Instead of waiting for our spouse to say or to do something, let's listen. God, here I am.
Right.
Lord, help me to see what you want to see in me.
Right.
Help me, God, to understand, God, what is going on inside of my life. Help me, Lord, to understand what is taking place. Help me renew my mind.
Yeah.
Heal my heart, God, so that I'm not walking around with insecurities.
Come on.
Heal my heart, God, so that I can trust my spouse.
Come on.
Heal my heart, God, so that I can see you in all of your goodness and in all of your glory and in all of what you want for me to be able to do.
Yes.
God, heal my heart, God, so when you speak a thing, God, I will be able to speak it and not allow my hurts and my offenses to prevent me from being able to speak the love and to show up in the manner that you have given me.
Come on now. Come on now. Yes, Lord.
And that's where we have to shift our focus.
Right. That's where we have to shift our focus, because, listen, I'm going to tell you this, is that When you begin to look at these things, one thing that marriage is going to bring out, it's going to bring out those things within you. Well, what are you saying? Yeah, those insecurities, those hurts, it's going to even challenge your very belief system. Well, what are you saying? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Even in marriage, I begin to ask myself, why do I do things like this? Why do I respond this way? So guess what I did? I had to go and seek somebody to help me to find those things that God was revealing.
Yes.
Because guess what? I couldn't figure it out. I could not figure it out on my own. And the longer I tried to figure it out on my own, the more I began to fall into the snares that the enemy was setting for me. Why? Because I thought that I was okay. Now, I'm not saying, no, I'm not troubling mine, but no, I need to get to the understanding of this. Because that's why we tell couples now, yo, book a session so that we can get to what it is that is trying to cause the separation. Because that's what it is. Think about it. If what you were doing, if it did not bring joy to anyone else that was just there to sit there and watch, then if it didn't bring joy, then guess what? He will try to tear it down. Think about it. How much did you have to go through in order to make it to where you are? Where nobody believed in you. Nobody didn't think that you'd be able to do it. Everything they said, listen, they told me I was going to either be in jail or dead before I hit 18. So now here I am. Here I am trying to prove myself. In my marriage, I don't have to prove who I am. Because she said yes to me and all of me.
But we try to. Yeah.
And then guess what? Then when our shortcomings are revealed, guess what we try to do? Then we try to defend it.
Yeah.
To what? Because now it's a protection mechanism.
Yeah.
Why? Because a lot of times that we're not sure of who we are. Or if you can really accept the quirkiness of me, the clumsiness of me. Can I really be healed from all of this? What's the word I'm looking for? For all of this insecurity?
Yeah.
It's like now I got to prove myself because I'm insecure. No, that drives a wedge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when you just begin to take that moment and think about, think about it like this. What is it that you had to work hard for just in your personal life? You had to work hard just to make it to somewhere, meaning you had your hurdles. But what did those things that you chose to jump over, what did they do to your life? It made it better when you put things in perspective. What do you mean? Why? Because if it does not hurt you, what it do? It makes you stronger. So guess what?
We have to make sure that we are moving stronger in the healed version of who we are, not in the broken version of who we are. Because in the broken version, we'll say it's me against the world.
Right. 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 Because guess what, though? You cannot be at the plateau that you would like to be if what's in you is not healed. Why? Because the thing that is not healed will be the thing that brings you down. And so when you're talking about, because when God is revealing, you got to sit back and ask yourself, why do I respond this way? Why do I react this way? And so guess what? Because guess what? The one thing about life, it is always progressing. It's always moving forward. I was just talking about this during the live TikTok on Saturday. Listen, every day should be better. Your yesterday should be better today. Your week this week should be better than last week. Why? Because everything is always progressing. When did you ever see God go backwards? Last time I checked, he said that he will redeem the time.
Yeah.
So he's not going. So if the creator is not going backwards, then guess what? The created can't go backwards either. But the enemy try to hold us to what? To our past.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what we got to do, we got to remember who God has created. And we got to remember what God has created. But guess what? Right now in your marriage, you literally have the power to break a generational curse that was put on your family way back in the times of slavery. Maybe even before that. But you literally have the power right now. If you grew up in poverty, guess what? You and your spouse has the power right now to break that generational cycle. But it's going to be how you come together. It's going to be how you communicate. Yeah, babe, I'm looking sexy. So it's all about how you are coming together to be what? one. Being one is an everyday process.
And it's a choice every single day. You make the choice to do it. And so if you're waiting in the queue, you like to ask a question, go ahead and press number one. And if you are tuning in live, whether it's TikTok, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Facebook, we want to welcome you to the Marriage Takeover podcast show. We are live, y'all, today, and it is a live Q&A. So if you'd like to dial in and ask your questions, go ahead and dial 646-478-0660 and press 1 so that you can go ahead and be in the queue and ask that question. And we are here to absolutely serve you, but we want to make sure that you understand that we are live. So when you call in, you ask the question, don't be calling in with no foolishness, right? There is no stupid question, but don't call in with foolishness, come right? On, you know your heart's intent. You know what's going on. And sometimes we get characters when we're on live social media. So we love you. God bless you. But we will hang up in Jesus' name. So we just want to make sure that we understand. Go ahead and dial in. We want to make sure that we are serving you, but understand that we are not about the foolishness. All right? So go ahead and dial in again. That number is 646-478-0660 and dial 1 so that you can go ahead and be put in a queue to ask your questions. We again are here to serve you.
Thanks,
we
man.
Do have a caller in the queue.
Oh, go ahead. You don't speak.
All right, so go ahead, caller. We have caller 3700. Go ahead with your question. You are live on the Marriage Takeover podcast show.
I have a quick question. So I'm not like technically married. I'm engaged.
Sweet, congratulations.
Thank you. Me and my fiance, we've been together, like, we've met since we were young, when we were 16 and 15. So we've had, like, quite some time, and we're in our mid-20s now. And we've always kind of, like, we got together knowing about God, and, like, he was raised in church, I was raised in church, but never, like, we never really completely, like, took it on. As we grew up, like, we separated, we, like, tried, you know, we were just trying different things, and we would always run back to it. But as of recently, we had our son a year ago, and then we're currently expecting again. But ever since we had our son, like, we started going through, like, a lot of trials. And I think it's more like once you live together and, like, are completely, like bare-faced, we started seeing, like, things and, like, issues that both of us had that we didn't know while we were dating and living apart. So, like, we kind of, like, we always say, like, we started this backwards because we didn't get married and then have our kids, and, like, that commitment was never there. But as of recently, like, he had a problem, like, since we had our son, that like, he would kind of run away and, like, leave and then come back and then leave and then come back. And then I would just kind of, like, stay put and, like, just pray and hope that, like, he would, like, God would show him that, like, that's not the right thing. And yeah, usually, like, he would come back and, like, he would say he was sorry or, like, say that, you know, like, he thought his friends or, like, his child, like, drinking or, like, whatever it was, like, just wanting to be back home with his parents was, like, the right answer. But he would say, like, he wanted to get closer to God so he could be that man for our family. But recently, like, he did it again where he just kind of, like, abandoned us, like, me and my son, and I'm currently pregnant. And then, like, I had been praying about it, but I always, like, kind of ask God, like, I'm not sure if it's, like, if to hold on for, like, my family and, like, pray that God does, like, a miracle, or to just push forward within myself and my faith for my children.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
So the question is, should you hold on and stay put, or should you move forward with your faith and just continue moving forward whether or not he shows up or not?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things that we do here at Marriage Takeover that I think makes us a little unique, right? We're never going to ever give the advice to leave or to stay unless you're in an abusive situation. We're always going to say, get to safety, like right. Get out, get to safety. Only because when you take the advice of somebody else to move or right. To leave a relationship, we don't have to deal with the consequences.
Right. Come on.
Right. And we've been in situations in the past when we were very young. And when we first started out with saying, hey, you know, maybe you should leave, maybe you should stay, maybe we, I remember specifically giving advice to a, okay, to a friend.
All right. Okay.
Who I said to leave.
That was a one-on-one.
And they decided to stay. And as a result of them staying, then, you know, of course, they're looking at us sideways about, you know, everything that we said and that we noticed in the relationship. And we were like, oh, dang, now they're looking at us sideways, because there were some things that we revealed that possibly we should not have. And so I know that in that particular case, I mishandled that situation. And so as God has been maturing me and just doing certain things, we never, ever give the advice of what God is to leave or to stay in the marriage or in a relationship in your case.
Right.
One of the things that I will offer you, sis, though, is number one, thank you for your courage for calling in to ask that question. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many women who I think are at crossroads right now inside of their life. And congratulations on the baby, both babies. And congratulations on just life in general. And what you have to do in this particular space, whether you are married, whether you are single, whether you are engaged, whether you are dating, whether you are divorced, whether you are single, regardless of your relationship status, you have to make sure that you are creating boundaries. Right? And boundaries is something that we're really big on, so that you understand what does creating a boundary look like, right? And then even also a communication plan. Because what I can almost guarantee is that he might be afraid. And one of the things that we do inside of fear is we run, right? One of the things inside, and especially if that's our normal mechanism, is we run.
A defense, yeah.
And so what you have to understand, even in this space, is being able to create a boundary around that to say, hey, listen, what do I have control over in this space? Right. What do I, and God, what do you want me to do in this situation? Right, really seeking God, and you said you were already seeking God, and so that's one of the beautiful things that you can continue to do. But even seeking that in that space, and then when he, like, you make the decision of what it is and how you want things to show up with your children. Right, right now, I don't know if it's a son or a daughter, but your babies are watching, and everything that you are experiencing, the baby that you're carrying is feeling. And so what I want you to do is continue to seek God in this space, but then to start creating the boundary. Like, what is it that you desire inside of this relationship? There seems to be a communication breakdown. So when things are getting a little shaky, right, guess what? We have to determine, okay, when we don't agree on something, how soon can we come back together to talk about it? Let's establish a boundary so that we don't go beyond this boundary. Let's establish something to where with where when you get upset or when you get afraid that you aren't leaving.
Mark your calendars for May 4th, 2024, because the Committed Workshop is happening. You've got a seat with your name on it, either live, in person, or from your living room virtually. This isn't just any workshop. It's your golden ticket to rekindling that spark and strengthening your bond with your spouse. We're talking practical, actionable advice that's going to transform your marriage. And yes, Eric and Tamika, yours truly, will be right there with you, sharing, laughing, and growing together. But here's the catch. Space is super limited. We're keeping it cozy and impactful. So if you're even a little bit excited about making your marriage more amazing, you need to act fast. Jump over to marriagetakeover.com/committed and secure your spot now. Let's make our marriages thrive, not just survive. Can't wait to see you on May 4th. Stay encouraged and remember, we're in this together.
Let's establish certain things so that we can make sure that when things are taking place and they're breaking down inside of our relationship, that we say, wait a minute, something is happening, something is going wrong, something is going south, and this is not what we're used to. So let's sit down and let's, like, really, really talk about it. We don't have to, like, conflict is not a bad thing. How we deal with conflict is bad. And so in that specific situation, just...
I was saying how we deal with it can be bad.
Yeah, how we deal with it can be bad. Because most of the time we've had unhealthy examples of how to deal with conflict. And Eric is itching to be able to say something.
Praise the Lord. Listen, for the one thing, you said it right there, sis, in your question. Because anytime there's a time of turmoil, that's the time for us that we got to begin to seek God even more. Because understand, he's saying to draw. For whatever your prayer has been, God is saying, listen, I need you to draw. Because you have experienced him, but you have, and you can just let me know if I'm wrong, you have experienced him, but now you have come to recognize that now there is a longing for that again. And so then, therefore, like you said, that, yeah, you want to start begin to focus in more on what is Christ, what Christ has for your life. It's not saying that, oh, we're leaving that outside, because just like wifey is saying, it's like, yeah, because in that, you're going to begin to recognize boundaries. Yeah. And this is the part that I love. He says, with love have I drawn thee. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. And so understanding that, what is that thing that's drawing? Because the more that you continue to seek after who God is in your life, what he has positioned you for, guess what? There is a peace that will just come around you. And so it's just like wifey was saying, like, yeah, there was a fear, but that fear is not on you.
Right. Right,
that's something that the individual have to deal with. So you can't take that on as, oh, you did it. No. You're just being who you are. So even in this season, so don't be confused. So in this season, go ahead, continue to seek the peace of God, because there is a positioning that God is getting you set up for. Oh,
shout out to you. And not just the peace of God, but the clarity and that direction of God. Yeah. Also seek the direction from God, because even now, right, sometimes different things in life take place as distractions.
Right.
And so even as God is trying to speak to you, even in this moment, because you already know, don't second guess that. Don't doubt what God is saying. Don't doubt what God is doing. And don't settle for just being comfortable.
Right.
Very true. Thank you.
No problem.
You are very welcome.
God bless you and your children and your family. Yeah.
Yes. God bless you and your family. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes. Ooh, that was good. That was a great question. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's a great question.
And see, and that's where, and like, honestly, that's where we get, and that's where we get, how can I say, that is where we begin to deal with certain stuff, because in us, we already have a mechanism set up in us to react or respond a different way. So, well, what do you mean? Well, think about it. That when you get scared, it's like you're going to what? You're going to either stop and close yourself when things don't go your way. What you going to do? You're going to flee. You're going to get away from it. You know, heck, I remember, you know, what you were testifying when things got tight. She gets locked in into this whole mechanism. And it's just like, okay, no, we got to look at, that means we got to start doing things different. Because like for me, when stuff got on my nerves, let me isolate myself, because I need to focus. So for me, I understood, like I was saying, it's how we handle the conflict. Because guaranteed, listen, conflict comes to literally do one thing. It comes to make you stronger.
Yeah.
But how we handle that is not always in our best interest. Why? Because we look at it the wrong. We begin to deal with the conflict in a more negative way, in a way of life versus in a way of abundance.
Well, many times though, we haven't been taught otherwise.
Exactly.
And so when we get inside of the relationships, and this is common, right? When you get inside of a space where you are now living together, you are now doing things together. When you were separate, right? You could pretend to be something, or pretend to like something, or do something, or go with something a certain time for a certain period of time. And then when you got back home to your own individual separate spaces, you were good because you had an opportunity to release.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the same home, in the same space, in the same time frame, like home, room, building, like whatever that is for you, when you're living together, then oftentimes there's not a way for you to escape. And if we have different things, different triggers, different things that we have experienced and how life has served us, and we have not healed from that, it will be exposed, because now certain things will start showing up, and what you've always done in life will then start to become your mechanism or a normal habit for you, or a normal thing for you to be able to do inside of your home.
Right.
So for me, whenever I was afraid, whenever I felt like my back was against the wall, like I came out fighting. Like, I came out with, like, it was I went into hustle mode. I went into, oh, I could figure this out on my own mode, because growing up in a single family, in a single, you know, household, my mother, one thing a black woman is going to teach her children, especially her daughters, right, is to be able to work. She is going to teach, don't you have to rely on no man, don't you? She is going to instill that in you, making sure that you are independent, making sure that you don't have to rely on anybody else. And so that was something that I always remembered. And so whenever my back is against the wall, whenever I'm getting scared, whenever certain things are taking place, guess what? Start rising back up. I don't need nobody. I'm good.
Right.
And so those different things, and if you don't understand what that is, you will be very quickly to, if you don't understand what that is, you will continue to repeat the cycle.
Right.
Right? Not realizing that it's a cycle.
Right. And you know, the funny thing that you have said about, the one thing that you said about that, is that when you begin to do stuff like that, then things begin to be out of order.
Oh, absolutely.
And therefore,
absolutely.
And it's like when things are now out of order, now there's a casting away of the respect.
Yeah.
There's a casting away of the honor. There's a casting away of basically of who you are to me, because now you're nobody, literally. Because when we get caught in those ways, whether we run, so now we're running from the issue versus standing tight to handle the issue. Or we're dismissing the individual because we feel as though they're not bringing to the table what you feel they should be bringing to the table. And so what does that do? That begin to draw more of a wedge. So the one thing that I must say in our marriage that we held key on is that we'll never sleep in separate rooms. And like, that was one thing we didn't know. We just knew from TV, was like, nah, I don't care if you mad. We ain't sleeping in separate beds. I'm sorry.
Right.
And
that
honestly,
was a boundary we set. So when I talk about boundaries are a great thing and a great tool to have. That was just a boundary that we decided at the very beginning of our marriage.
And now, right, we didn't know it was a boundary. We was just like,
yeah,
yo,
we had no idea
this is what we're not going to do.
Right.
And I'm being so honest. Yeah, we might sleep on it. And you know the funny thing is, y'all?
Because you were a runner too, though.
That's a lie.
When you got upset, you left the house.
I had to clear my head, but I came back home.
I'm just saying, you left the house. I'm thinking of the action.
Okay.
Not necessarily the time.
I don't look at that as a run, because you got those, they leave the house, they go back home.
I'm just saying.
They go, that's cool. You know, hey, yeah, I was a, because I know for me, when stuff is not, put like this, I like peace. I enjoy peace. So when everybody have ruckus, fellas, I want you to think about it. I'm the only man in a house full of women. That's it. I miss my son. But why? Because I'm not saying nothing
right now. But he was home.
When he was here, there was a balance. But now that he ain't home no more, I have to get to a quiet place, because I got to understand, okay, what is really going on? Because I don't want to respond or react in a way that's damaging. I want to make sure that I respond and I react in a way that's uplifting. Not saying that every day is peaches and cream, but remember what I told you. If I don't care what the day look like, I'm going to have some peaches or I'm going to have some cream. I'm not going to have a bad day. I may have a bad moment, but I'm not finna have a bad day. You know what I'm saying? So, and in that, I'm finna go so I can clear my head. But then when we sat down and talked about, she's like, honey, I don't like it when you leave the house. Okay, cool. Do I need to be in the same room with you? I mean, honestly. And she was like, nah, just to know that you're in the house, it makes me safe.
Well,
got it.
So we're very clear in how you left the house, too. It wasn't just that you left the house, it was how you left the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so, if I stormed out, if I
the whole truth and nothing.
If I stormed out or whatever the case, you know what? I'm gonna see if I got this video, because there's one time our Ring camera had picked up one of our I might want to grab that so I can actually show you, like, yo.
That wasn't when we had Ring though.
Yeah, I know, it was years ago. But I was trying to see if I still. But anyway, why you want to show this? Because I'm trying to let you know, we're not perfect. The very things that we teach are the very things that we're actually using.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we have to make sure that our communication is on point. Why? Because we, for one, we understand the assignment. We gotta make sure, is everything top notch? I'ma still know, because there's always room for improvement everywhere. But one thing that I do know is that what God has given us, oh my goodness, it sure worked. We know that much. So what I'm saying is, when you are in that place, you just got to recognize it. Granted, there's a difference from running from the issue thinking it's going to go away to getting a moment to just clear your head.
Yeah.
So that you can understand, you know what?
But even in that, though, there, boundaries can still be set up in that. Because, again, the one thing that you don't want to do when you are upset is to...
Your glasses.
Is to leave. They dirty. It's to leave when you're upset, right? To storm out when you're upset. We want to make sure that, yes, we're creating space, but when you leave, it just makes more room for the enemy to come in.
Right.
So what I want to also let you all know is that we have come to the time where, if you used to listen to Mickey Mouse back in the day, and I know I'm dating myself, now it's time
to say goodbye to all my family.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse. I used to love watching that after school. But we have come to the end of our live broadcast. And if you had a question that you are still waiting in the queue and you were trying to get answered, we are so sorry that we've run out of time. Do us a favor and email us your question so that we can make sure that we are still serving you in that space. And what we're going to do, we have couples prayer tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and we will answer those questions in the morning with prayer. Yeah, we'll try to answer a couple of those questions in the morning
with prayer. Save for kitchen conversation.
You want to save for kitchen conversations?
Yeah, child.
All right.
Yeah, child.
We'll save for kitchen conversations.
Yeah. Kitchen conversations, you already know, it's Thursday night at 7 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Do we have something going on?
It's spring break.
Okay, cool. So,
Y'all know what I forgot to tell y'all.
What you
Before y'all log off, listen, we are doing a virtual game night tomorrow night. And if you have not already registered, I want to make sure that you register. The links are inside of our bios. Make sure that you register. How did I forget that that was an upcoming event? So we are going to do a virtual game night. And it's going to be so amazing. Y'all, we have been planning. We have been putting stuff together. And it is to be interactive. Come ready to play. Come ready to have fun. Come ready to laugh. We are going to do such an amazing thing on Tuesday night. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are doing a couples game night. So come, even if your spouse not going to be there, come, show up, laugh, have a good time. We definitely want you to participate.
Right.
But you got to register. Registration is free. And one of the reasons why we want to register is because we want to know who's interested in more fun stuff when it comes to marriages. Who's interested in doing more things when it comes to like different game stuff. So we want to make sure that you are showing up. We have been... When I tell y'all we have been planning this thing. I was upstairs earlier today just putting all the final touches to everything. And so we're going to have a good time. It is a school night. It's spring break for us. I realize that it's still a work night and a school night for a lot of people. But I promise you, we are going to be from 8 to 9:30.
Right. That's it.
9:30.
Eastern Standard Time.
At 9:30, whoever the winner is whoever the winner is going to be.
Hey,
all right?
Hey, those of you outside in Vegas... Y'all, hey, listen, we know y'all still got good timing because y'all still got some more time.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, if you're able to tune in, please tune in. We're going to have such an amazing time, and we're so excited to be able to do that. So, I'm so glad I remembered that. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So glad I remembered that.
And then, also, we sent out an email. If you're not in our email, they say, how do I register?
How do you register? Register. I was going to say go on to our website, but it's not on the
website.
Cause
it's, I tell you what, email us.
No. We're going to put this in the link now.
Okay, if you're on our email list, we actually sent out an email a while back asking for a photo of you and your spouse because we putting together a watch call because we want to honor all of the, because Tuesday also is National, Tuesday is also National Black Marriage Day. So we want to also take that time. We want to honor the black marriages. So if you did
whether not... you're black, whether you're white, we want to honor marriages on tomorrow.
Thank you, baby. You know, I'm just saying that's the day. But we want to honor marriages. I'm so sorry. We want to honor marriages on tomorrow. So if you... because we don't listen. We only got one. That's all we got. Like, I'm only putting up the ones that actually follow the instructions. So we only got one. So I'm telling you now... So send in your, you know what, I'm going to even open up to, even if you're engaged, send your photo as well. Right. Send your photo as well with your wedding date. So send your photo, where did I send it to? You send it to info@marriagetakeover.com. Again, that is info@marriagetakeover.com. So make sure you send it tonight. Because I got to put it together so that it can be posted for tomorrow. Because we want to take the time and honor our marriages. All right? And so now, so to register for the game night.
It's coming.
It's coming. So again, I just want to make sure to make that correction because... You know, we for everybody. I want to make that correction. So whether you black, you white, get to the yeah. So listen, it doesn't matter. We just want to honor marriages on that 26th because it's a National Marriage Day. So we want to honor marriages and we want to put you up with a nice, lovely song and let it roll through. No, we're not gonna attach a name to it, but we still want to honor. We still want to honor you all. Amen. Amen. And so to register for the game night, I hope you put it in there.
We just dropped it in YouTube. We are dropping it in Facebook right now.
So it's in the YouTube. Is there any comments or anything before we get out of here? Because I know we ain't getting any comments from the YouTube. None?
All right, I mean, cool. There are a lot of comments and questions. I mean, a lot of comments. We thank y'all so much for showing up. We thank y'all so much for tuning in, for TikTok, for YouTube, and When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank the producer, Reverend Ray, for always having us, always inviting us, always believing in us.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all, he was one of the first people.
No, he was the first.
He was really the first. He was the first.
The first.
Who saw what we didn't see, who right. saw what God saw, who pushed us and did not allow us to abort the dream,
no, he
to
didn't.
Abort the mission, to abort right. the assignment, because we was ready to abort. We was like, we ain't gonna never talk to nobody about marriages.
Thomas, they don't want to talk to us.
So, right, we didn't have nothing to say. We don't have nothing. And listen, so listen. We thank God so much for him. Just because he saw what God saw and he did not allow us to abort the mission, yeah. to abort the assignment. And so we thank God for him. And so we want to thank you for the listeners. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. We appreciate your support so much. And we thank y'all. So, we love you guys.
Yeah, so also if you also follow us, also check out When Christians Speak Blog Talk Radio. Also check them out as well. You can always connect with us. All social media at Marriage Takeover. If you'd like to connect with us, if you'd like to be in our Facebook group, is join Facebook Marriage Takeover Body of One group. Make sure you answer the three questions because in there is where we are really starting to amp it up a lot now in the group. So yeah. What's so funny?
Are we?
No, I don't. Y'all, hey. Who voice y'all always hearing in the group? So, hey, listen. Hey, listen. I'm trying to tell you. We have enough. Hey, because that's what we're going to be honoring y'all at right now and now too. You can follow us, All Things Marriage Takeover. And also, if you want to join our mailing list as well.
Yes, we thank God for y'all. We thank God for our members who are showing up and who are always supportive. Listen, we thank God for you. We thank God for what he's doing in your marriage. And so, just again, those reminders, make sure that you're checking out the website, making sure that you're keeping everything the top of mind for the game show, the game night, the couples game night. We're going to have a blast. If you'd like to get a couple session with us, the link is on our website. Again, that's marriagetakeover.com. We would love to serve you. We would love to support you. We are so serious about what God is doing inside of the marriages in this season. And we thank God for just who you are. And so we're going to go ahead and end tonight mm-hmm. with a prayer.
Mark your calendars for May 4th, 2024, because the committed workshop is happening. You've got a seat with your name on it, either live, in person, or from your living room virtually. This isn't just any workshop. It's your golden ticket to rekindling that spark and strengthening your bond with your spouse. We're talking practical, actionable advice that's going to transform your marriage. And yes, Erica and Tamika, yours truly, will be right there with you, sharing, laughing, and growing together. But here's the catch. Space is super limited. We're keeping it cozy and impactful. So if you're even a little bit excited about making your marriage more amazing, you need to act fast. Jump over to marriagetakeover.com/committed and secure your spot now. Let's make our marriages thrive, not just survive. Can't wait to see you on May 4th. Stay encouraged and remember, we're in this together.
If you have questions that were not answered, listen, we want to thank you so much for tuning in, for showing up. Go ahead and email us the rest of your questions that you might have. That email is info@marriagetakeover.com. And again, that's info@marriagetakeover.com so that we can have your questions lined up for kitchen conversations on Thursday. And we will make sure that we are serving you and we're honoring you in that space. All right. So, with that in mind and with that said, we're going to go ahead with prayer.
All right. Are we good, AB? Close out in prayer.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, God, we thank you. We love you. We honor you, God, for each and every individual that is here, that has joined, that will listen. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in their lives. We thank you, God, for all that you're going to do in their families, in their homes, in their marriages, in their relationships, God. And we're just asking, Lord, that you would speak, that you would be with them, that you would heal, that you would fill every empty void, God. And Lord, that when you speak, God, speak with clarity, Lord, that they would be able to hear you and understand you, God, without the distractions, God. Remove mm-hmm. all the distractions now in the name of Jesus, Lord, so that they can hear you and hear exactly what it is you would have for them to do yeah. in this season, Lord. There are so many people, God, who are sitting in the waiting, God, for the young lady who called in and who dialed in that is seeking you and seeking the clarity for what it is she should do, God. I'm asking that you would meet her.
Yes, Lord.
Meet her right where she is, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would allow her, God, to just to hear you, God, and to hear you in the fullness, God, of your glory, and to hear you, Lord, in the fullness of what you have for her and her family, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless her pregnancy, God. Continue to watch over her household, God.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to be with her, Lord. Continue to be with her fiance, God. Continue to just have your way, God, in their lives in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
They know you, God. Speak to them now, God, giving them the wisdom and the knowledge that they need in this season.
Yes.
God, to be able to move forward.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that she would omit anything else, God, from what does not align with the will for her life.
Yes, God.
What does not align for the will that you have set up for her.
Mm-hmm.
And God, we give you glory. We thank you, God, for each and every listener, their households, God,
yes, Lord.
Their marriages, Lord. And we're asking that you would speak, that you would give peace, that you would give clarity, God, that you would move in their lives, God, Lord, that you would remove the doubts. Remove the heaviness and the weight of the doubt, God, that some of them are having inside of their lives around their marriages, around their healing, around the trusting,
yeah.
around what you're going to do, around what's possible for you to be able
yes.
to do in their lives and in their marriage. God, we know that you are a God of the impossible,
yes,
God.
Lord.
You are a God who can do all things,
yes,
God.
Lord.
You are a God, God, who sets time in your hand, God. You control it all.
Yes, you do, Father.
You control it all, God.
Yes.
Remind us, God, that you control it all.
Yes, Lord.
Show us how to take our hands off of it.
Yes, Lord.
Show us, God, how to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And God, remind us that you control it all.
Yes, God.
There is nothing impossible for you. So, God, even as we ask, you said, ask and it shall be given.
Yeah.
Even as we ask, allow us to remove our hands from it.
Get it up, oh, yes.
And watch you do what you do. Watch you manifest, God. Watch your glory rise up, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Your healing take place in their lives. And God, you be glorified.
Be glorified.
And everything, God, that we say, everything, God, that we do, God, let it bring you glory.
Yes.
Let it bring you glory, God. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you guys so much. We appreciate you guys. We thank God for what he's doing in your lives. I'm your girl, Tamika.
It's your boy, E-Rock Nim.
And this is Marriage Takeover.
Sign out. Holla.
take over. May all the merits take over.